Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus. And then part three of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Never Cry Alone, from Matthew chapter 17, verse 46.
Thank you. wretched, hell-deserving, hell-bent, wretched sinner as I was. But thanks be unto God, He loved me so much that He said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to lead you through what you're going through. And I'm going to bring my Holy Spirit. And He's going to touch and change your life. And I'm glad today I'm a 2 Corinthians 5:17 experience. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have and are and will always be new. Amen. In Jesus. Amen. So also understand there are things in your life today that does not change. There's things today you have no control over today. Regardless of the amount of tears that we shed, sometimes it doesn't take away the pain. You came to an altar. You cried your heart out. You cried buckets of tears. You went through 3 boxes of Kleenex tissues and you got up and you thought, oh, everything's going to change now. Yeah, it changed. It got worse. The tears we shed, but at the time of the crucifixion of Jesus, something mighty was going to happen, beginning at the Lord's Supper and ending at the resurrection. See, we just know the sequence. Well, this happened, that happened. You know, it was at the upper room, and it was over the Gethsemane's garden in the arrest, and then it was the cross, and then it was the resurrection, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're missing something in there. There's more than just a hallelujah. Amen. You see, there were 4 particular times where the Holy Spirit is policing certain characteristics concerning the cry of Jesus. First, at the Lord's Supper, or the Last Supper. You see, there's a sense of family there. Jesus is not alone. Amen. He's not sitting at McDonald's eating his fish sandwich in his car. He's in the... had to put it in things you can connect to sometime. And honestly, I don't think Jesus would eat a fish sandwich from McDonald's anyway. I guess so. That must be. I tell you right now, no thanks. All the stuff I've heard about fast food restaurants, my God in heaven, man. You might as well go on down to the drugstore and get you a bottle of strychnine and drink it, because that's about the same effect that you're getting. You're killing yourself with that junk. Amen. Taco Bell. Oh, Lord, McDonald's. I got to have my McDonald's. Well, you have it. Thank God you can have it, because you can have mine too. I don't want it. But anyway, here's a clear sense of no matter how difficult it gets, He's going to break bread with His brothers. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Jesus would not let Himself become isolated because of a difficult time. I mean, He knew. He knew what He was facing. He knew the cross. He knew the shame. He knew the suffering. He knew the encounter that He would have in the upper room at Gethsemane, at the cross, and the resurrection. He already knew that because He was fully God. In your life, you know, when the pains and the struggles that you're going through, that you're facing today, you've got to remember today something, friend. You're not crying alone. Amen. You know the old saying, laugh in the world, laughs with you cry alone. That's not really true. You're still part of a bigger picture in the eyes and the sight of God. You're still a part of the greatest family, and that's the family of God. In Christ Jesus, you're not divided, you're not conquered today. For Jesus, and Paul says in Romans 8, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Are you fighting today for victory, or are you fighting from victory? See, today, what was won at the cross was not a momentary thing. It was an eternal thing. Not just for eternity, but through time. Jesus won it all. Amen. And so, in times of difficulty, you've got to trust the Lord, and you've got to cleave today to the comfort that you today is given strictly by Him. In those times when the Lord suffered, Jesus chose, you know what He chose to do? Yes, He said, Virgil, He sat there and He said, one of you going to deny me, one of you going to betray me. But there's something else that Jesus did in all of that. Don't miss this, because this is the most important part. He gave thanks. He knew where He was going. He knew what He was facing. He knew the beating that He was going to encounter. He knew the rejection that He was going to receive. He knew the pain that was going to rip His heart out of His chest. But He still gave thanks to God. Amen. Let me tell you something. Your cry is one today that is orchestrated by God, breathed by God, drawn out by God. Because you know what? We've got a God today that is marshaling what is happening in our life and a God who's in control of what's going on. We see in time. God sees in eternity.
Amen.
Amen. God has a purpose in your cry today. Even though Jesus was going through a hard time, you know what He did? He gave thanks. What do you do when you're going through? Do you get depressed, defeated, discouraged? Do you get down and out? Do you want to just sit in a dark room? Do you want to pull the shades? Are you ready to give up the towel and just give up and throw in the towel? I mean, sometimes that's the way we get. Let me tell you what those walls will do to you, buddy. They will start coming in on you. They'll start consuming you. They'll start messing up your mind. They'll start messing up. And the next thing you know, you'll rehearsing in your soul, I just wish I could die. I just wish God would take me. Let me tell you something. You're not going to die, and God's not going to take you until He's ready for you. So don't try to rush the hand of God. Amen. Thank God for every breath you got in your life. Amen. Thank God for every grace that He gives you. Thank God for every goodness that He pours out in your soul today. Thank God you've got a mighty God on your side today. Amen. See, God has a purpose in your cry today. And even though Jesus is going through a hard time, He chooses to give thanks unto God. It's in those thanks today that you can open up your heart to God. You can just tell God what's on your heart. When you perceive God as distant, He's not. He's there. We need to thank God for being who God is. We need to thank God for His grace. Hallelujah. God's riches at Christ's expense. We need to thank God for His mercy, for His mercy endureth forever. We need to thank God that we can love Him. Amen. Even when we ask, why have you forsaken me? God, where are you at? You can still say, my God. My God. Amen. Jesus didn't say, why hast thou forsaken me? He said, my God. My God. And you know what? Even when you feel forsaken and beaten down and thrown under the bus and run over, you can still say, my God. My God. Amen. Oh man, that is a promise from the Lord that He is right there with you in whatever you're in, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. You've got my God on your side. And if God then be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can still say, my God. These are inspired tears that we encounter in life. We cry because it's difficult. But we're not asking Him to just keep us focused on Him. You know, keeping the focus is that His name is always glorified and exalted in our presence. Amen. That even when I'm down, I still will praise Him. Even when the doctor says, I don't know what we're going to do, I will still praise Him. Even when you're struggling in life and your bank account went south and all the money in it, you can still say, praise God. Even when folks don't like you, even when you've lost your job, even when you're going through sickness and trial, even when your neighbors don't even like you, you can still say, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Even when your dog bites you. Been there and done that.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E. Letter A, and then Duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.